Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. We can have all of you here. It is now 1:30 on May 23rd, 2023. In time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Walt, President of the Commission. Commissioner Sid Logan is our Vice President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary. John Harlow is our CEO, General Manager. Colin Willenbrock is our General Counsel. Melissa Collins is our Commission and Executive Services Director. Allison Morrison here is our Clerk of the Board. And Jenny Rich, the beginning of the entranceway there, is the Deputy Clerk of the Board. And Morgan Stoltzner is the Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your phones, your cell phones, or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the board's agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
All right. Comments from the public is item three on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If you're joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star nine as to if you're by phone, if you're calling by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, and she will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Now, if you will all join me in the flag salute, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to begin our afternoon now with our student contest winners. So we have quite a few here. And we're going to begin with the student art contest winners. And we will follow that with the photographic art winners. So I would like to introduce Heather Herbst, who will introduce the student contest winners.
Very good. We already on here. I'd like to welcome all of you. Good afternoon and welcome to our PUD Contest Award Ceremony. My name is Heather Herbst and I help coordinate the education program here at the Snohomish County PUD along with my partner Jenny LaMarca. Jenny's unable to attend in person today but is participating via Zoom. It's my understanding that we also have several classrooms and family members joining virtually. So if everybody wants to give a wave at the camera, we can welcome them in. We also had a student who got ill last night and wasn't able to join in, so she's zooming in too. So technology has been really awesome, yes, including everybody. I know everybody is anxiously awaiting the awards to be given out, but first I need to take a moment to thank our commissioners for their continued support. Without your support, we wouldn't be able to bring our elementary classroom presentations, feed the renewables assembly, STEM nights, science days, community outreach events, teacher workshops, middle school presentations, high school events, or tours of our microgrid and Woods Creek Hydro facility to our community. Because of your support, we're able to promote sustainability and environmental stewardship, STEM education, career-connected learning, and all of these things to the youth of Snohomish County. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and this is especially true today. And so many school districts are being forced to make difficult decisions due to significant budget cuts. So our program is more important than ever. The teachers of Snohomish County let us know this regularly. So thank you to the commission the opportunity to help foster the learning and growth of the future leaders of Snohomish County. It really means a lot to us. All right, so now on to the fun part. It's difficult to choose winners for the art contest every year, and this year was especially challenging as we received hundreds of entries. So I'd like to shout out to the mailroom and the print shop too for making sure that I get all of these entries. It was quite a deluge, which is really great. So out of all the entries that poured in, our panel of judges only got to choose 8. So that was a really hard job. So congratulations to the following students for your exceptional work. I guess I'm supposed to be using the PowerPoint. Sorry. When your name is called, you can come up to receive your award. Your prize money is clipped behind the award. Chris Starr, photographer, will be taking your picture. Maybe instead of saying cheese, you can wish her a happy birthday. and then we're going to ask winners to stay up here after you've, if the commissioners have anything you'd like to talk to them about, have students stay up there for the group picture. Just a little bit easier that way. So this year we asked our contest winners to come up with an energy-related superhero that has energy superpowers. So let's see what they came up with. Let's see. First, we have Taylor. Goes to first grade at Jefferson Elementary School.
Are you here right now?
Yep, come on up. Okay, so Taylor, you get the joy of standing up there the longest. All right, next we have Colby. Colby was a first grader at Cedarwood Elementary. Colby wasn't able to join us today.
Excuse me, are they going to quickly walk us through at some point what's behind their idea here?
Oh, sure.
I find that very helpful because I might assume this is like the art trailer. And I know that's not what it is.
So would you like to talk to Taylor about her art?
Well, if perhaps each one of the recipients could just explain to
oh, sure.
briefly.
Did you want them to come up to the microphone?
I don't know. I'm just making this up on the fly. I will turn to Madam President.
I think if Taylor and the other students would just project, speak to the person at the very back of the room, and just blast it out. Taylor, we're glad you're here, and we'd love to hear what you had in mind. I think it's pretty obvious. It's all about girl power, right? But say some more about what kinds of weather we have.
Well,
that's great. Thank you. Stay back about an inch or two. There you go.
Do you have any specific questions? Specific questions?
Yeah.
Taylor, can you tell me about the cat?
I was just going to ask. Yeah, what about that cat, that multicolored cat?
Well, it.
You like colors?
Yeah.
Obviously.
It definitely, I think, has to have at least some lighting related to that photo.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it could maybe get some color lighting in that color. And yeah.
That cat's tail looked like she got electrocuted.
That is definitely possible.
All right.
Thank you, Taylor.
Go to the next one. Thank you.
Our next winner is Colby, first grade at Cedarwood Elementary. He was unable to join us today, but we did meet him last week with his family to give him his award. So, all right, next we have Sonia, third grade at Sky Valley Education Center. I'm not sure Sonia's here. Not here today.
Oh, I like it. Can we go back and look?
Sure.
Oh, yes. I love this one. It's about conservation. Let's save energy. Yeah, that's so wonderful. Look at all those little people running around.
Our next winner is Olivia, fourth grade at Tambar Creek Elementary. back to you there. You can go ahead and do it.
Would you like to say anything about your drawing?
This is wonderful.
I created the character because I liked the idea of turning water into electricity.
Very smart girl.
Looks great.
And it's hard to see here, but it actually she did use some mixed media, which really helped the art pop. So the actual piece of art has the foils a little bit brighter. It's kind of cool.
Talented girl.
Really good.
All right, our next winner is Ava, fifth grade at Glenwood Elementary. Is Ava here?
I made a piece of art because at home I have a gecko and he's one of my heroes. He cheers me up when I'm sad, and that was my inspiration for this.
Win gecko, that's lovely.
And the speech has been pulsed with themes throughout. No, it's the West Coast wind. Very well done.
All right, up next we have Marin, a seventh grader at Explorer Middle School.
So for mine, I drew like a superhero made of electricity, and the person needs their phone to be charged, so I'm helping the person by charging their phone.
Very relevant.
Electric personality.
Yeah. What medium, in terms of creating the,
is that charcoal?
Yeah, what is this?
It's colored pencil and pen.
Really? Oh. Nice. That is very well done. Really nice. Okay.
All right. Next we have Shrithika, eighth grader at Heatherwood Middle School.
Hi again. We had the pleasure of meeting you before
yes.
the meeting started.
And
walk us through this, dear.
And her twin sister and her mom and dad.
Okay, and then left corner, the bottom one.
Yeah.
Are we putting a gentleman in a box? I thought that was really cool.
I love it.
It's an invisible barrier.
Oh, okay, I should have known that.
Very nice.
So it's kind of a story, Shrithika, isn't it? It's like a story. Like a six-part story. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, and finally we have Brigitta, a ninth grader at Snohomish High School. Are you here?
So for my art, I thought of sustainable energy sources, and I thought that a lot of people think of them as separate sort of sources, but I thought, what if they worked together to help Snohomish County? So I made them twins that are twins.
You're right on point.
Interesting.
Dynamic duo. That's wonderful.
So
that's what we need to do.
But the key.
Commissioners, would you like to come out? Would you mind coming out just for a group photo with these girls here? Then we'll just do the same for the photo contest too. So we'll just keep it at two. Yeah, so we all come off the stair there.
Awesome.
And then on the edges. Yeah, why don't you go back there, Commissioner Olson? Well, why don't you join Commissioner Olson back there? And actually, let's put you back there too. Kind of have the perfect number of folks.
Did we put her in the center?
Probably.
We don't want to lose her.
We gotta make a spot.
Oh, fantastic. And parents, you can have the opportunity too. So everyone looking right here for a sec. Oh, what a great shot. Parents, go ahead if you'd like. Fabulous. I think we got it. Awesome.
So are we. Commissioner Olson was talking about the solar array and the hydro array. She was going to comment on that. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is do more than just one thing, but to get all the different kinds of energy that we can to meet the coming demand.
And work together. That was what I wanted to say, was you're right on point.
Exactly. Yes.
Maybe we have some future years here. Well done. I'm
thank you for all your beautiful art, and thank you for coming to see us today and telling us about your art. Yeah,
there
thank you so much.
A friend of mine suggested, a former senator of the state at the legislature, she said we should change STEM to STEAM and add art. Mm-hmm. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
And math, yep. That's sort of what we're doing with this contest.
Yeah. So, okay, Tom. So thank you for doing it even before the legislature.
Thank you so much. You guys can take a seat. Okay, so we're going to do this the same way that we did the art winners. So if you're the first photo contest winner called, you will be in the front the longest. See who's our first victim. All right, so for the photo contest, students were encouraged to capture energy in action in a single photograph. So no collages or anything like that. Our brave panel of judges was asked to choose only five winners. And then while asking judges to consider whether a photographer stuck with the theme of the contest, they were reminded that energy comes in many forms, including light, motion, heat, electrical, chemical, and sound. Because I think sometimes here at the PUD, we choose our favorite form of energy, which is electrical energy. We need to make sure that when we're judging, judge for all the different types of energy. So it was fun to see what they came up with. Our first winner for the photography contest is Mark, who's an 11th grader at Arlington High School.
Walk us through, Mark, what this is.
So basically, I got this idea. And I was outside at night in the rain. I get in my shed with a mirror. And so I'm like, I get this light bulb, put it on a mirror, and I stick a sparkler behind it.
Oh my gosh.
It was really dark in the shed, but the sparkler gave me light. So that kind of like, you know, energy and action, yeah. Gave me the electricity and everything. The light bulb.
Mark, did you use a special camera or an iPhone or what?
No, it was just my normal small DSLR that I just carry around.
What is it you use?
An Nikon D3.
Oh, an Nikon.
Yes.
Oh. That's a beautiful picture. How clever to figure out how to,
yeah,
to make that happen.
You know, these always amaze me.
Yeah.
Are you into photography in terms of?
Yeah, I've probably done it for like 2 years. Just,
oh,
like
really? Really? Maybe a future career.
We'll see.
Maybe that's not what mom and dad have planned. Well done.
All right, our next winner is Jared. He's in the 12th grade at Glacier Peak High School. I'm not sure he's here. A lot of schools are doing state testing around now, so it's a little tricky to get out of school.
I guess, is it circuitry? I mean, is it supposed to look like circuitry?
Is that a transistor board? Or?
I think it's an aerial photo.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's,
yeah.
I knew.
Oh. How we got
me,
that
it looks like.
Pretty.
I was hoping he would come and we,
yeah,
could ask, but I do have his email, so I can get that information.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And I'm not sure what town that is either. So I guess I can get that information as well.
It must be Arlington.
Why, don't you repeat that? It's
No, I'm not sure.
I know, but I'm just.
There's a roundabout.
We have a commissioner from Arlington.
From Arlington.
And South Everett.
It's the Homer School District.
Oh.
Okay, our next winner is Nora from Arlington High School in 12th grade.
Location, where was this? This is actually in my front yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was walking around my yard because I had a project due the next morning, and I saw the water fall, and using a faster shutter speed on my camera, I just took a picture of the water fall, and it worked.
Oh, wow. Now, is this man-made or natural, the water fall?
Natural.
It's natural.
It's great.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Well done, dear. Looking forward to more photos from you.
All right, next is Gunner. The Homer High School 11th grader.
Okay, Gunner, you gotta walk me through this one. What is this?
This is a light bulb being shattered on one of the granite seats we have in our schoolyard.
Wow.
Wow.
That is just one.
So he had to blow something up to get that picture?
He got that. He got to blow something up. So
but he's not going to tell us how he did it.
So where does the color come from? Is that a red light bulb? Or
I thought the chemistry. Closer to the bottom of the light bulb was red. And I believe I turned up the contrast and color on there. Colors pop out.
Wow, wonderful.
Now, are you also into photography?
I am.
That's what I thought. You too?
Possibly.
It's great work. Well done.
All right, and our final winner is Trinity, who's a 12th grader at Glacier Peak High School. Trinity, I hopefully is joining us via Zoom. She's not doing well.
Is Trinity here? Come here. Didn't you talk about this?
I don't know if she's here.
Oh, she may not be.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I did not see anything.
You don't see her. Okay.
Yeah.
This is her amazing picture.
Yes.
Reminds me of Tron.
Again, I'm not quite sure.
So finally, during the pandemic, we sort of had this idea to bring more employees in to the contest as we were all trying to find joy. And so one of the things we did was start an employee choice award section of our contest. And so via District Daily, our internal newsletter, employees are allowed to vote on their favorite of the winners. So we have one art winner, one photography winner. I suppose you should take your pictures first.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to get it up there and then we'll take a photo? Maybe the commissioners come out.
Yeah. Why don't we take this picture first?
Cool.
Because we have an art one too.
Can I ask you three to please come out one more time?
Awesome.
You all know the drill already.
Okay,
love it.
Oh,
just one more time. One more.
Hey, I'm glad I didn't have to judge. That would be hard.
Oh. Up here is a violin away. So you did it too.
Yeah, let's see.
Back up.
Yeah, between these two, Commissioner Olson.
I'll be the shorty.
I think we can
see
one still. Perfect. Gunner, can you go a little to your right?
Yes.
Yeah, I said it the right way there. Awesome. Just looking right here, y'all. Great. And then if any parents want. I think we're good.
Okay.
Released.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So back to the employee choice awards here. We had employees vote, and for their art employee choice award winner this year was Sonia. She's not here today, so I'll be mailing her award. But Mark won for the photography employees choice award. Great nights and that's great certificate.
Congratulations.
You know, I think I've seen, we get all kinds of publications, and I think I've seen something very similar to this done on national publications, magazines, trade magazines.
That's very beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's truly inspiring to see how much creativity and talent our youth in Snohomish County possess. If you would like to share the winning entries, you can go to snowpud.com/education and email out any links you would like to friends and family. And finally, Jenny and I would like to express our gratitude to the many adults who have been supporting these students over the years. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for all the years you and your team.
It's the best job at the district.
Thank you for bringing
it. It truly is.
Well, the PUD a few years back intentionally expanded an interest in expanding our education program as it relates to the industry. And we just get better and better every year, more and more participants, and spread the word.
Thank you. It's really been an honor.
I did hear a teacher, while she's on the Edmonds School Board, talking about the big cuts that you mentioned, the cuts. And so that's why it's extra important for groups like ours to support the arts as well as we can. So the problem is that if they could provide art to everybody that they wanted to, they would have to overload a lot of the other classes. So they'd have 35 or more kids in some of the other classes. So that's what I hope the kids understand. I don't think the schools want to cut art. It's just that they've got to try to balance things a little bit. So if they have 5 kids signed up for art and 35 for another class, they have to figure out what to do. So, but we want to support the arts.
Yes, it's all very important. And I do think too that, you know, when we take things away from, you know, like if you have just an art teacher, then more responsibility is on the classroom teacher. And that's right. Why it's everybody's responsibility to support our classroom teachers.
So art should be a part of every class if possible.
Perfect world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's why the work that you and Heather do is so important, helping support the classroom.
Right.
And the science and helping, you know, our community understand about what we do and how the utility works. That's wonderful. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay, but you can also go.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, yeah. But it's really bored.
So sorry for whoever has to follow. It's hard to follow. It's an art contest. I'm sure your report will be very appreciated.
I should have first. You have pictures.
All right. So now we'll have comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? If so, please state your first and last name for the record. Is there anyone here? There's no one. Anyone online? No. Thank you. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of minutes for the regular meeting of May 9th, 2023, bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments, and consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. Okay.
I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
And are there any comments or questions from you, commissioners?
I have none.
Consent agenda. There's none. Okay, so I'll call for a vote. If yes, if you approve, please say aye. If no, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
We'll move on to items for individual consideration. We're going to consider a resolution authorizing the CEO general manager or his designate to execute a contract with the City of Seattle City Light Department for provision of third-party operating reserve services as permitted under the district's transmission contract with Bonneville Power Administration. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Harrison Marr was here. Are you still here? Good. Harrison Marr is available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Anyone have questions?
Well, the board was briefed on May the 9th.
All right.
Thank you.
Off the hook. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments from you? All right, I'll call for a vote. Please vote aye if you approve and nay. If you don't.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The resolution is approved. And now, consideration of a resolution temporarily amending the district's customer service regulations for electrical service in order to incorporate protocols, customer side repairs that may be necessary to implement the Connect Up program for advanced metering infrastructure. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Tim Epp is here to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Do you have any questions for Tim?
Oh, no.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There are not.
Questions or comments to the commissioners?
I'm just so glad we're able to do this. So thank you for making this work for our customers.
Sure. I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please vote aye. If opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We consider now a resolution authorizing the CEO general manager and treasurer of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to purchase insurance coverage from various providers for and on behalf of the district. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Angela Johnston and Luis Fragoso are available to answer any questions regarding this resolution.
And Commissioners, if I could, yes. It may be worthwhile to have Luis come up. He has some updates on the insurance rates.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, John.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. When I was here 2 weeks ago, I did not have a formal proposal for a property program. That actually came yesterday. And when we were here, we estimated the increase to be 18%. Actually 9.8%. So we had estimated $1.7 million for that program, and it dropped down below $1.5 million. Great news.
Great.
Wonderful.
Good work. Excellent. Good work.
Thank you.
So you might have any further comments or questions of the lease or anyone?
There's none from the public. No questions from the public.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
No, again, for the record, we were very thoroughly briefed at our last meeting.
Yes.
Yeah,
had a very robust conversation, so thank you.
Right, so I'll call for a vote. All in favor, please vote aye. All opposed, please vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion, the resolution is approved. We'll now consider a resolution authorizing the CEO, general manager, or his designate to execute the closing agreement between the State of Washington Department of Revenue and Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Scott Jones is here, available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Are there any questions or comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are not.
Are Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
Okay, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, please vote aye. All opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution is approved. Are there any reports from you?
Yes.
Of course there are.
Yes, although the art contest is going to be a hard act to follow, I do have some good stuff to share. First, out of our legal group, on May 12th, Delfina, Assistant General Counsel, was invited guest speaker on the topic of governance at the Southwest Power Pool Markets Plus Leadership Forum in Portland, Oregon. He and his fellow presenters focused on bringing regulators and stakeholders together to build an independent, transparent, and representative structure to the new market. Also at Illegal on May 15th, Randa Andrada, Assistant General Counsel, was an invited speaker on the topic of employment law at the Washington State Municipal and PUD Attorneys Association in Chelan. She and her fellow presenters educated dozens of colleagues on recent developments in the law and the potential impacts to utility ratepayers and municipal constituents. In our finance group, our payroll provider, ADP, changed their platform recently and moved to a new system called Workforce Now. This was a ginormous lift by our payroll group, who worked several weeks to ensure we had no interruptions to a very important part of our operations, paying our employees. We also had other groups, like our business analysts in the finance division, our HR and IT groups, that also worked extremely hard to help with this transition. These are the kinds of efforts that are critical to the day-to-day operations. And it's one of those things that goes on behind the scenes and we don't see a blip because of the great work that our teams do. On a D&E, Jake Larson and crew replaced several critical transmission poles 1 to 2 days ahead of schedule while working nights. These pole replacements will help us with the bigger picture for Camino Island reliability, allowing us to perform upcoming substation maintenance, while also we continue to build the second transmission line from Sandwood out to Camino.
Are these poles on Camino or in Sandwood?
I believe those would have been out on Camino. Yeah. CorpCom, this Thursday, May 25th, four of the district's contracted teachers are supporting Penny Creek Elementary Science Day, and later that evening will be the STEM night for Horizon and Challenger Elementary schools, anticipating about 400 kids in attendance. Also, two workshops were held, one in April and one in May, teaching 31 elementary school teachers how to create a solar bug. We learned about how solar panels work, the pros and cons of every form of renewable energy, and how we need to use them in combination with other energy sources, how energy is transferred and transformed within a system. Then 42 full classroom sets of supplies were sent to those teachers that conduct similar workshops with their own classes. Also, the mail and print shop completed their testing for the final stages of our bill redesign project this week. This will complete a multi-year project with a new look to our customer bills starting in June. Customer and energy services on the utility grants for customer arrearages, the legislature approved an extension for commerce to fully disperse funds that were unable to be granted by the previous deadline, the end of the year. Jeff Feinberg is working with customer service and accounting along with commerce to update current customer data to receive an additional allocation of funds. This is a great additional opportunity to reach more of our customers in need of assistance. We'll provide an update as soon as the details are ironed out. Also, a huge lift. We launched our new phone system with the 5.9 product last week, replacing our aging Avaya system. This new system gives us the foundation to better support our teams in customer service and the help desk, along with opening up more opportunities for our customers for inbound and outbound communications. Many thanks to the IT for their outstanding work on that project. Our NERC compliance group, led by John Martinson and team, completed O&P mock audit, and continuing to grow and develop a strong culture of compliance in the NERC arena. Out of IT, people from across our teams worked together to complete and test a major network enhancement over this past weekend. So a great example of teams coming together through the outage over the weekend to support the work and ensure the success of a significant networking infrastructure upgrade. Everything went as planned. With this change now in place, the district's network is more robust than ever, and we can finally take full advantage of the new Arlington Data Center. That is a huge step. It's great to get that across the finish line. Just a couple things that we've had going on. Brenda White, Harrison Marr, and I met with Snohomish County Executive Director Dave Summers. Had a great meeting. Harrison went through some of the power supply and IRP, or updated IRP information. Same gang, Brenda White, Harrison, and myself, and Doug O'Donnell met with Rick Ilgenfriends, I can never pronounce his name, with Community Transit. He and his team had a lot of great discussion also on the energy front, the power supply front, and talking through their fleet electrification plans, which are pretty significant. Before last, I was in DC for NERC meetings, one of which was an MRC closed meeting, first of its kind, closed session with the NERC board and executive team to share the results of the MRC, which is a member representative committee effectiveness survey. And that's it.
Okay, what's the MRC?
Members representative committee. It's a committee that serves or has a dotted line, if you will, reports to the NERC Board of Trustees.
Oh, right. I remember when you were appointed to that. And we should congratulate you on your election for appointment to second vice president of the WPBA.
Yeah.
I read that. Congratulations. That means you're in line to become president in the next couple of years.
Couple of years. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Joe, yeah, speaking of NERC, NERC put out something that's got a lot of attention nationwide about whether there's enough resources this summer. Can you, were you a part of that? And it seems like it's multi-regional.
It is. We have both our region, which is comes through WEC, and their summer assessments. And they're really, especially, that's the one that affects us the most. And they're really talking about the same issues, same concerns that we are seeing and are forecasting and experiencing, especially as further electrification, low growth, no new technologies, no steel being put in the ground, the quest for carbon-free resources, all those things are converging. So it's something that's being seen across the country. We probably see it a little more, have a little more of a burden because of the California, Washington State, Oregon, who are on this very aggressive path to get carbon-free.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say, I am glad to see there is much greater kind of alarms being sent regarding our power supply, the generation resources, and again this convergence of trying to go carbon free, and yet our demand, the low growth with electrification is going the other way. So. Yeah, having attention on that is a good thing.
I'm feeling a little bit guilty that we just totally went off of gas and all electric now. So I'll be adding to the demand. Sorry
well,
about that.
Nope, that's the direction we want to head. We just have to do it smartly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again for your excellent reporters. If you had a diagram of all of that, it would just be brilliant, you know, all these different pieces coming together.
Maybe we'll try to figure that out.
Oh, I don't know. So we'll move on to the commissioner's event calendar. Are there any changes?
Yeah, we're actually on our 7A commission reports.
Oh, commission reports. I'm not working very well today. So we'll have commission reports. Are there any reports? Commissioner.
I went to MWPA last week. A very interesting conversation about some of the technologies being used in Alaska. You know, Alaska is a very island. Mm-hmm. Utilities are often completely an island on their own. Even the rail belt is somewhat hooked up, but even still, they're mostly all responsible. And so, you know, interesting microgrid kinds of projects, some new projects. Even there was apparently an old lead acid battery, utility scale project that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that they're sort of leading the cutting edge in many ways.
That's interesting too. Driven by the fact that they're
out of necessity.
Yeah. Was there any discussion also about They were losing land.
No, that wasn't discussed. No, they are starting to experience concern about their natural gas supplies.
Oh.
In the sort of inhabited part of the state.
I was just reading an article during lunch about a tribe in Wisconsin that is asking, I think it's line number 5, it's petroleum, to be shut down because there's so much talking about erosion. There's erosion all along the stream. 15 feet of the pipeline, and if it keeps eroding, there could be a big oil spill. So erosion is a factor when it comes to a lot of our energy issues.
I was just going to make a comment that lead acid battery project was actually, I think, up in Fairbanks.
It was, yeah.
And it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was way before batteries were cool. And they used that because of all the outages that they had on their system. Being out kind of isolated, and it proved itself, it paid for itself over and over. Again, that was far before we really started thinking batteries as a necessity for capacity.
Fairbanks has always been cool.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Do you have any other reports?
I have none.
I have none.
Commissioner Evans, here we are. Commissioner events. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar? Still having our retreat on the 6th of June?
Yes, that's on the governance calendar.
That's governance calendar.
On the event calendar.
Yep, this looks accurate to me. That's
you know, I've just been confused. It is an event of the commissioners, so I think about it in that way, but governance planning is where it should be. I should make myself notes, you know, not here, draw an arrow down here. Okay, so now about the April 2023 district performance dashboard. Do we have any questions or comments regarding that?
I have no questions.
No.
Okay. Now we'll move to governance planning. Hooray. Okay. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? I'm not aware of any. Are you, Melissa? Are you?
No. Melissa, do we have a location identified?
Yes, at the Hotel Indigo down on the water.
Thank you. Okay, is there any further business to come before the board today?
Hearing
none. It is 2:18 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.